Food insecurity is growing in the U.S. as COVID-19 continues to ravage public health and the economy. Federal food assistance programs such as SNAP, formerly known as food stamps, have evolved during the pandemic to meet some of the increased need, but advocates say there's still a long way to go to ensure equity in access. Amy Yarrow is executive director of the Gretchen Swanson Center for Nutrition, a nonprofit research center in Omaha, Nebraska. She's well-versed in federal food assistance programs. Amy, welcome.
Thanks. I appreciate being here.
Well, could you start by just giving us a quick reminder of what exactly SNAP entails? You know, what kind of food people can use it to buy and who it's meant for?
Sure. As you mentioned, SNAP is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, so formerly known as food stamps, and it's really for very low-income people. So to give you an idea, the average allotment last year was $136 per month for individuals and $267 for households, which really equates to about $4.50 per day for individuals and $8.75 per day for households. So it's to supplement and provide so that they SNAP households are able to have food on the table.
And we know that demand for SNAP has only increased during the pandemic, maybe because people have been laid off, lost jobs, or experiencing some other type of economic hardships during the pandemic. So what sorts of changes have been made during this pandemic period to improve SNAP access?
Sure, there's been a lot. So one big thing that has happened is SNAP Online. And so SNAP Online is technically still a pilot, and it's really important because it becomes an equity issue. So, you know, SNAP participants should be able to have a safe way in order to order groceries online for delivery or pickup, just like everyone else. And maybe even more so, since low-income groups are disproportionately bearing the brunt of COVID and have worse outcomes. And also, SNAP participants in many cases are working multiple jobs, and so they even have a hard time getting to the grocery store in the first place.
And we know some folks have been using online grocery shopping as a convenience during the pandemic, either delivery or curbside pickup, but that's not always an option for folks using SNAP. It's not at all an option for folks using WIC. That's the Women, Infants, and Children program for children who are 0 to 5. And so I'm wondering, why is that so problematic in your view, Amy?
Well, just to give you an idea, earlier in 2020, SNAP Online was only fully operational in 9 states. And by the end of 2020, USDA was able to pivot with the pandemic and move light speed ahead. And now it's in 47 states. So just to show, like, again, how much the demand was. And, you know, the SNAP Online should be an option for everyone. But unfortunately, not everyone necessarily feels that way. And even if grocery stores do, the small ones, then there's this startup cost. There's a long application and testing process required to onboard, and the end of the line, which are the SNAP participants themselves, they don't even necessarily realize that they're SNAP Online in their state, or even how to navigate the complicated scrambled PIN process for their SNAP cards. So really, education on how to navigate online SNAP is necessary.
So that gives us a sense of why some of the challenges of getting up. I'll just add one point of clarification, which is that you can't use your SNAP benefits for the delivery fee itself. You can use it to buy the groceries, but then you would have to pick up the tab for the delivery. And so that may sort of assuage some of the concerns from folks who don't want to spend taxpayer dollars in that way. In the moments that we have left, Amy, I'm curious then, you know, on the federal level with the USDA overseeing the SNAP program, although it is administered at the states, I'm curious what you hope for under a new administration in terms of improving equity in food assistance programs like SNAP?
So with a new administration, I think that we have an opportunity. Vilsack, who's the incoming secretary, has experience working in the Obama administration. And there has been this momentum that's been built for new SNAP online ordering and redemption systems. So SNAP is authorized under the Farm Bill, and it's really the largest federal food assistance program, and it's also the largest part of the Farm Bill itself. So really, now more than ever, there's an opportunity for USDA and this new administration to pivot and refocus even further on food insecurity and health equity and alleviate it even more during COVID. And after.
As you point out, even with SNAP Access online expanding to 47 states, that doesn't necessarily mean that every participating retailer is part of the program, even if it is in their state. So there's still work to be done. Amy Yarrow is executive director of the Gretchen Swanson Center for Nutrition, a nonprofit research center in Omaha, Nebraska. Amy, thank you.
Thank you, Callum.
And also this note, the latest stimulus package from Congress includes a 15% bump in SNAP benefits over the next 6 months. That applies to the roughly 43 million Americans who currently use SNAP.